KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 26 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say the county will be implementing additional security measures at the Pott County Courthouse in Council Bluffs beginning on Monday, March 9th. Sheriff Jeff Danker said that in an effort to provide a safer workplace and place of business, an X-ray machine and walk-through metal detector have been installed in the first floor lobby of the courthouse. Machines will screen individuals and personal belongings for weapons and other contraband not allowed into the building. Prohibited items include firearms, knives, or any other weapons, including items which could be used as a weapon, as determined by the sheriff's office. And in an effort to expedite the screening process, Danker said you should only bring required or necessary items with you into the courthouse to conduct your business. Well, the court dates have been set for a former Cass County man who faced sexual abuse allegations. According to the Cass County Attorney's Office, an arraignment hearing for 56-year-old Roger Allen Erickson is set for March the 16th, followed by a pretrial conference on April 6th and trial on May 27th. Erickson faces 10 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class B felony each. Erickson, who was living in Underwood, was arrested by Cass County Sheriff's deputies on February 23rd and remains held in the Cass County Jail on $25,000 bond. A complaint filed in Cass County District Court says a Cass County deputy interviewed a juvenile at Project Harmony in Omaha who alleged that she was sexually assaulted by Erickson several times in 2011. In an interview with the Cass County deputy, Erickson admitted to having sexual contact with the female. In December of 2012, Erickson had pled guilty to sexual abuse in the third degree stemming from a prior case. In the previous case, Erickson was given a 10-year suspended sentence and ordered to register as a sex offender. He was also ordered to live in a residential correctional facility. A judge in the case of Letha Case Lawson has rendered his decision on how restitution will be made to the victim she scammed out of funds associated with a fake cancer scheme. Judge Greg Stensland determined the amount of total victim restitution is $32,964. Funds available to pay the victims amount to $15,900 and will be distributed to the following individuals: Melanie and Darren Petty of Atlantic, $100. Beta Sigma Phi of Atlantic, $200. Victoria Erickson of Kimbleton, $1,000. Jeffrey and Katie Tibbles of Ankeny, $93. United Methodist Church in Atlantic, $3,050. And the funds returned to the UMC are not to be returned to donors, but used for a comparable charitable donation, and they then shall provide proof of the donation to the court. Also, Jennifer Nobles of Nora Springs received $335. Mercy Medical Center North Mason City, $2,642. The Ronald McDonald House in Des Moines and Rainbow House in Omaha will each receive $3,990. The $15,900 will be placed in the account of Slauson's attorney, Jay Mez, for distribution. The remaining balance of victim restitution in the amount of $17,063 is payable by Slauson. And as the funds are received by her, they will be sent in equal amounts to the Ronald McDonald House in Des Moines and Rainbow House in Omaha. The 30-year-old Slauson was sentenced to 5 years probation after pleading guilty to falsely claiming her 5-year-old daughter had cancer and raising money for her treatment. In November of last year, Slauson pled guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment, one of administering harmful substances, one of theft, and one of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Red Oak police arrested a local teen Thursday evening for providing false information to police, a simple misdemeanor. 17-year-old Jason Lee Sarabia Jr. of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. He was cited in juvenile court and then released to his parents. Authorities say the Sioux City parents of a 5-month-old boy have been arrested and charged after the baby suffered a skull fracture. 23-year-old Aaron Bernard Tucker and 25-year-old Kara Danielle Jackson are both charged with felony child endangerment. According to a criminal complaint, the baby was admitted to a Sioux City Hospital emergency room last Thursday and diagnosed with a fractured skull on his head's right side. Both Tucker and Jackson accused the other of dropping the child on separate occasions. The child has since been taken into custody by Child Protective Services. Authorities say a 5-month-old boy is being treated for a fractured skull and his parents are facing charges in Sioux City. Court records say 25-year-old Kara Jackson and Aaron Tucker were arrested Wednesday and charged with felony child endangerment. The records say that the Tucker will turn 24 on Saturday. A criminal complaint says the tiny boy was taken to a Sioux City hospital on February 26th. And again, the complaint says parents accuse each other of dropping the child on different occasions. The state has taken custody of the baby. Elsewhere in the news, the operators of a new Hard Rock Casino in Sioux City will pay a $3,000 fine for allowing a man banned from gambling to play the table game craps. The man won a jackpot in November of last year, nearly 1 year after he'd signed a self-ban from gambling at the former Riverboat Casino in Sioux City. Hard Rock Casino General Manager Todd Moyer told the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission Thursday that the facility is vigilant about problem gambling.
We did miss this one, and I do accept responsibility for that. This type of miss is kind of a unique one in table games, winning a jackpot. They were paid at the table game, and then when that paperwork was processed later at the cage is when this catch happened.
Moyer said he doesn't expect to face this type of situation again.
We have since changed our policy that we do complete all the paperwork prior to paying out any jackpots of this kind in the future. So we are very confident that this type of miss will not occur again.
The commission could have issued a fine of up to $20,000, but settled on the minimum of $3,000. It's the first such policy violation for the Hard Rock, which opened last August. A watershed project that spans three counties in the KJAN listening area has received a grant amounting to $354,000 toward the total project cost of $713,000. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey on Thursday announced that the Elk Run Watershed Quality Initiative project in Sac, Carroll, Calhoun counties, headed up by Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, is one of three such projects across the state selected to receive a total of $1.4 million in funding through the Iowa Water Quality Initiative over the next 3 years. In addition to the state funds, the three projects, including those in Buena Vista, Pocahontas, Story, Boone, and Hamilton counties, will provide an additional $1.4 million in matching funds to support water quality improvement efforts, as well as other in-kind contributions. The selected projects will join 13 targeted water quality initiative demonstration watershed projects that were previously funded to help implement and demonstrate water quality practices. The demonstration watersheds selected cover 274,596 acres. More than 30 partners from agricultural organizations, institutions of higher education, private industry, local, state, and federal government, and others are working together on the projects. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.